Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. Let's talk for Wednesday, May 7th, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, as I do every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. To join in the conversation today, you just dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, before we get to today's topic on homeless veterans, I want to discuss a couple of things that went on last night and just came in, as breaking news. So we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs, then we're going to talk about some breaking news. The breaking news is, if anybody remember the New Orleans Saints scandal, Bounty Gate, well, we already know that the coach, Sean Payton, was suspended for 16 games. Well, the penalties have come in for the players, and four Saints players have been suspended also for a different amount of time. That will be Pro Bowler Jonathan Vilma being suspended for the entire season. Okay, there'll be more to come on this story. They're going to appeal it. They get it changed. Okay, and during the football season, remember the Florida A&M drummaker Robert Champ was killed, suspected by hazing. Okay, police have decided they're going to file child charges against 13 people that were involved in the suspected hazing of the Florida A&M drummaker. So there'll be more to come on that story as well. Now, to get back to the NBA playoffs, okay, we're going to start with the Boston Celtics and the Atlanta Atlanta Hawks. I'm thinking about football now, sorry. Starting with the Boston Celtics, even in their series with Atlanta at one game apiece with an 87-80 victory, with game three moving to Boston Friday night. Paul Pierce led the Celtics with 36 points, while Joe Johnson led Atlanta with 22 points. This was a very big win for Boston, who was playing around starting point guard Rondo Roger. So going back to Boston Friday night, it's a whole new series. Another Eastern Conference game last night, the Philadelphia 76ers defeated the Chicago Bulls 109-92 to even their series at one apiece also. Philadelphia had six players in double figures last night. Six players, led by Jrue Holiday's 26 points. Joakim Noah beat Chicago Bulls with 21 points, with the series heading back to Philadelphia for game three. Last night, looking at this game, you can tell the loss of Derrick Rose was more evident than anything, especially in the third quarter when Philadelphia turned a 6-point deficit into a huge lead and ran away from that point on. And in the late game last night, the Los Angeles Lakers outlasted the Denver Nuggets 104-100 to take a 2-0 lead in their Western Conference series. The Lakers led by as much as 19 points at one time, but Nuggets, that's a scrappy team. They're young and hungry. And they never gave up. And they closed with it 4 points. 4 points on the Lakers late in the fourth quarter. Clutch shooting by Kobe Bryant. The Lakers had the Canadian team with 38 points. Held off the late charge. Timeout led the Nuggets with 21 points. With the series handed back to Denver 5 nights for game three. Now, all these games were really important for the winners. Especially, I want to go back for a moment to Boston and Atlanta. This was a game that Boston had to have. They had to have it. I don't feel that they could have went back to Boston down to Wolves and survived the series. Of course, that's just my opinion, but, you know, that's the way it looked. And the 76ers, Chicago Bulls, Chicago has to find a way to get more scoring. They have to. Joakim Noah is not the type of player that should lead your team in scoring. You know, he's a great rebounder, great defensive player, but he's not a scorer. So if he's leading your team in scoring, that means there's a lack of it somewhere else. So I think the Bulls, you know, will take these couple of days to figure out something new to work on, to get the offense going a little better. And, of course, the Lakers, you know, the Lakers are the Lakers right now. You know, as long as you got Kobe Bryant, you're never out of a game. You're never out of a game. And then you got Bynum, Andrew Bynum. You know, he's playing the best he's played this season right now. Of course, it is against the Nuggets, but he's producing. As long as he's producing, he's helping Kobe take some of the load off Kobe. So I look for this series to be over pretty soon. Okay, once again, breaking news. Full-sex player suspended for Bounty Gate with Jonathan Vilma is suspended for the season, the entire 2012 season. You know, that's a big blow to the Saints, defense. A big blow. So once again, thank you for listening into Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jack. To join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or hit me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, today we're going to go ahead and speak about our topic for today, which is homeless veterans. You know, I really want to talk about this because this is an unspoken epidemic that we have going on right now in our nation. So everyone sees it, but no one says anything about it. One man said, as long as there are veterans or veteran family members searching for shelter on the streets, we have failed our duty to honor the commitment of the brave men and women chose to serve. Now, that's a powerful statement. The question is, have we failed or are we working on that? Are we really working on it? And you want to know who that man was who said that? Then Senator and our president today, Barack Obama. You know, that is, I mean, he has truly tried to make this come true, but it's hard. You know, it is very hard. Because during our daily routines, we often come across veterans on the corners with signs and we're working food, asking for change. But how many of us actually take the time to give that person some food? Or to offer to put them up in a hotel for a night? Not me. Not me at all. I agree. No way should you give them money because there's too many scams going on. I understand that. But why not go to the local or close to McDonald's or it don't even have to be McDonald's. No Dairy Queen to a store. No, they buy a bag of chips, wrap salad, and take it back to them. I'm sure they'll appreciate that as much as the money. You know, those are little things we can do just to help out. You know, on any given night, there are 200,000 veterans and you agree. Wow. And 400,000 veterans will experience homelessness during the course of the year, with 97% being male. With 97% being male. You know, that is an astounding number. You know, we have veterans out there. Veterans. The vet fought.
Yeah.
They have fought for the freedom of this country. The freedom of this country. But yet, we can't kick the past to find them somewhere to stay. Give some type of hope. You know, now, while 34% of veterans comprise the general male population, that is a very alarming number of homeless people. 47% are from the Vietnam era. 17% are post-Vietnam. 89% received an honorable discharge upon leaving the service. 89%. So we're not talking about just some derelicts that got thrown out of the military. Now, we're talking about veterans that have done their time, got out under honorable conditions, but yet are homeless. 76% experience alcohol, drug, or mental health problems. 76%. And I can guarantee the majority of the 47% that are from the Vietnam era plays a big role in that 76%. Because of the way they were treated once they did get back, come back home. 46% are 45 years or older. 45 years or older compared to 20% of the non-veterans. You know, it is a disgrace to us, our nation, and our nation to let such a thing happen to our people who fought to keep America free. You know, what can we do? You know, why is this happening? Yes, I agree. Some veterans, they prefer to live out on the land. Some of them, that's all they know. You know, and if you did offer somewhere to stay or some type of help, yes, they would return it down. But what about the veterans that want the help? That's willing to accept the help. Are we offering enough? Are we trying enough? You know, it's just amazing. It's amazing. And the question is, what can we do about it? Is there anybody helping? Is there anyone helping? Okay. After the break, we'll come back and talk some more about the homeless problem of homeless veterans, and give me some more statistics and symptoms of why many people believe that the homeless are like they are. Talk to you in 2 minutes. Thank you for listening to Blog Talks Radio. Let's talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today's topic is homeless veterans. Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or send me a tweet on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Okay, now, as we were talking before the break, we were talking about homeless veterans and the percentage of veterans and where they're from.
the most alarming number is 89% receive honorable discharge. So why are they homeless? Why are they homeless? You know, it's not like, you know, they came back in trouble.
No, they received honorable discharges. Honorable discharges. We really need to work on that. You know, many say post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD for short, is one of the leading causes of homelessness among veterans. You know, okay, so we know what the problem is. What can we do to correct it? You know, many veterans came home suffering from night terrors, you know, having bad dreams, you know, difficulty sleeping at night. You know, just can't go to sleep, no matter what. Walking the floor, walking around all night long, wide awake. You know, looking out windows, you know, being
overcautious. Because that's in us. That's what we were trained to do. We were conditioned to do this. How do we turn it off, though? How do we turn it off? And then we have some issues where, you know, co-workers, some family members actually make us feel a little
alienated.
You know, make us feel like we don't belong. You know, we went over there and we just did something wrong altogether. You know, being a veteran myself, I can understand this. I've also been diagnosed with PTSD. So I understand what the feeling is these veterans are going through. Now, I even had a coworker call me a baby killer on the job. You know, that made me feel, honestly, it made me mad. Because my thought was, why did I go ahead and do all this and I got to come back to this? You know, and that's the thing these veterans are going through. So instead of seeking help, a lot of times we go in the shell. We go in the shell, and we feel it's better just to get away. That's why a lot of veterans are homeless, because we feel a lot of times it's better that way. We survive better on our own, away from people. You know, we're trained to survive. So if we're away from everybody, we don't have to worry about it. But there are programs out there available to our veterans. And the question is, how do we get the veterans to realize there is help? You know, we go day in and day out. You know, we talk a good game. You know, yes, you say, well, go to the VA center. They can help you. But do you take the time to take that veteran up there to ensure that he can make it? You know, do you take time? Just sit down and talk to a veteran. You know, talk to the veteran. See if everything's okay. You know, what can I ask him? What can you do to help? It may be nothing. It may be nothing. No. But there are programs that's available to help the veterans. There's actually a national call center for veterans that are homeless. You know, that's a great thing. You can call for yourself if you're the homeless veteran, or you can call for someone that you may know is homeless and too proud to call for themselves. You can actually call for them. Okay? It's free and confidential. Free and confidential. I mean, when you call, they have trained counselors, VA counselors, there waiting to talk to you, to help you. Only thing you have to do is make that call. Make the call. I mean, even if you see somebody on the side of the road, you think they can take the help, make the call. Remember, it's free and confidential. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7 days a week. You know, and in addition to that, whoever is the counselor that's assigned the case will conduct follow-ups to make sure that everything is still going well with that veteran or you. You know, that's a program that I think, you know, can help many of our veterans. Of course, you have counselors at your local VA center. No, go up there. You don't have to tell them. They have pamphlets all around to tell you how to get help. You know, tell you what to do. No, most VA centers have a dormitory for veterans that are homeless. But do we take the time to go up there and check and see if we can get some of our homeless in there? No, we don't, because we're too tied up with ourselves. You know, the number to the National Call Center is 1-877-424-3838. I'll say that number again, 1-877-424-3838. You know, Department of Housing and Urban Development has housing vouchers for chronically homeless veterans. They have vouchers. All they do is go to the website at www.hud.gov and find more information. The Department of Labor has a homeless veterans reintegration program as well, you know, to get them back into society and the workforce. That can be found at www.dol.gov. Please let us get as many of our veterans off the streets as we can. They deserve it. Without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do today. And I'm a veteran myself, and I appreciate the veterans that were there before me. So, yes, I'm included in that. Let's get as many off the street as we can. Get them help. You know, once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today's topic is homeless veterans. To join in the conversation, dial in at 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or tweet me at drivenforlife62. Well, this was a subject that's really dear to my heart. I wish I had more time to discuss it. But briefly, we need to help our veterans. They deserve the help. All of them are not crazy. They just need help. So let's stop laughing at them and get them some help. That's all we ask. No, it's not hard. It just takes time. It takes time. Hey, if nothing else, go volunteer at a soup kitchen. No, help feed them, the ones that come through at night, you know, that are hungry. You know, donate food to the food banks, to the soup kitchens. You may think, well, that's not a lot, but it helps. Every little bit helps. At least you know you're helping feed a veteran, you know, or just a homeless individual, period. You know, sometimes we get a little bit too righteous for ourselves. You know, we have to help each other. That's what this country is about, helping each other. You know, if we don't, then what is the purpose? What is the purpose? Just a little something to think on overnight. You know, I mean, if you can, you can. If you can't, I understand that too. But at least try. If you know somebody who can help, ask them. Either way, let's get our veterans off the streets. Okay, we have some more breaking news coming in from the NFL. NFL linebacker, former linebacker, Junior Seau has died He was 43 years old. You know, that is a shock. Anyone who's familiar with the NFL and the San Diego Chargers, remember Junior Seau, you know, the great linebacker that had a motor that was out, that was crazy. You know, he was every play. He played hurt. You know, he played to, he gave everything on the field. But he's dead at age 43. More to come on that story later. Wow. That really shows how fragile life is. I mean, you remember this man playing football when he came into the league from USC. You know, played in San Diego, played with Miami. You know, age 43, people, age 43. You know, that is something that's really, really scary. You know, you have to appreciate life every day, every day. Because this is prime example. You never know when. You never know when. You know, just something else to think about. Well, thank you for listening in today to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Please join me tomorrow when we feature a local poet, Mrs. Rosie Childs, who will share some of her outstanding work with us by sharing some of her poetry. It's guaranteed to be something you would not want to miss. I mean, she's outstanding. Her poems are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. No, I really look forward to tomorrow's show, and I hope you're here with me. Well, that's it for today. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow on Let's Talk.